I'm not, I think he was going to visit somebody, visit a friend. As he went to the room, there was another guy inside the room, which is our suspect. The suspect is the ex-boyfriend to the woman that dropped off our victim. If I can make that clear. The suspect is the ex-boyfriend to the woman that dropped off the victim. So our victim and suspect, they know each other. I'm not sure how, but apparently the suspect realized that his ex-girlfriend had dropped off the victim, and he went outside, talked to her. She came back inside the room. Once they were all inside the room together, then the suspect started yelling at the victim, and an argument happened. At some point in time, they began fighting, and the suspect pulled out a knife and ended up stabbing the victim in the arm at least two different times. The victim ran outside the room. The suspect went outside and chased him around, and I guess at some point he calmed down, and then the two of them made up and went back inside the room. The victim went into the bathroom to clean up his wounds and ended up passing out. He was found when officers arrived. He was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The knife was still on the suspect, and he was arrested for the aggravated assault. Sure. Last name is O-J-U-L-U. First name is M-A-J-U-A-N-G. Middle name is Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. And he's 23 from Sioux Falls.
Okay, his first name is M-A-J-U-A-N-G?
M-A-J-U-A-N-G.
Yep. When the victim passed out in the bathroom, is there an indication of whether that was from a room, wound or something else?
Alcohol. They had both been drinking.
So he would drop out at the night's end to see a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Walk to that friend's wall.
I don't know.
So where did he actually make it when he ran into this guy?
Where did he make it?
I guess where did he run into this guy?
Inside the room. I don't know if that room is where his friend was or if he was expecting the friend to be in that room. That, I guess, I don't know.
Did he have a